For now, head coach Willie Green of here in New Orleans Pelicans, as he joins us right off the top of the show. Super excited, coach. I got to imagine you're just as excited, if not more. What is this day like for you?
Like you said, I'm super excited. This day is surreal. I couldn't imagine being in this position, but I'm grateful for the opportunity. Mrs. Benson, David Griffin, Trajan Swin, our staff. It's been great to come back here to New Orleans.
Let's kind of start there and then kind of get into the whirlwind, what it's sort of been like for you the last couple of days and weeks. But, coach, you played here. It's been interesting to sort of see since you've been officially announced, you know, highlights of here with the Hornets. I remember covering the team since they first got here, so I kind of remember you, you know. But you just you were asked that at the presser, what it was like. What do you remember? I know it was a while back, but what do you remember from your year here?
You know, when you come to New Orleans as an opponent, you really don't venture out too much. You stay in the Bourbon Street, sort of Canal Street area, a lot of tourists. What I remembered from my time being here was once we were here living for that season, the people were amazing, unique, the community. It was a togetherness about it, the culture, the food, of course. It's off the charts. I think I picked up 5 or 10 pounds my first week being here. And, you know, it's a place that my wife and I, we just fell in love with.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting you say that, because one of the things I want to get to eventually and talk about the playoff run that you guys did, I enjoyed it just from a fan standpoint. Of course, we look at it through Pelicans colored glasses of when our team can do that. But, coach, seeing Milwaukee, 65,000 out there, the way that is, seeing – you know, Phoenix, the way that city responded. I one of the reasons I got into NBA ball was back today with Nash and what that was like. And I know Griff referenced it 7 seconds or less. But, man, that was one of those places you'd walk into those arenas, the gorilla and all. You remember all of that. And you mentioned today in the presser the correlation of a city and a team kind of bonding together. We saw that in the finals. So you're kind of familiar with that, aren't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like you said, Phoenix was amazing, and you know, it took a lot of hard work to get to that point of a team being able to take the next step, but it's so rewarding, that young team, the talent, the staff, the people, and I think the fans jumped right on board with the team that we put out on the floor. Hard-working guys, connected, a lot of energy, a lot of joy. I see similarities here. I think the fans are hungry and are waiting for some excitement with the Pelicans. And to be honest with you, this is a unique situation coming in with probably a step ahead of Phoenix, coming in with Zion and with Brandon, with all the guys around them, the emergence of Najee, Nikhil. It's a team that's ready to make the next step.
Coach Todd Graffanini, as I mentioned on the podium, I'm your radio play-by-play announcer, so it's going to be a pleasure to work with you in person, considering last year I wasn't able to work with you. All right, we're back. Coach, that was our first glitch.
They're breaking down the stage around us here, Coach, so what's happened is they literally unplugged the power from us.
We're good. All right, take two. As I mentioned, Coach, it's going to be a pleasure to work with you in person this year after not working in person with anybody last year. But how – I don't know if it was difficult or not for you, because it's a balancing act. Obviously, you were very, you know, integral candidate to this head coaching job, yet you're in the playoffs trying to make a run and win a championship. How were you able to balance that?
It's extremely hard. Half of your mind or your brain is focused on, more than half, is focused on the task at hand, which is trying to win a championship. And that's a grueling process. Meetings, film, on the court with guys, practice, and then games. And then you're preparing for potentially a new job. And that takes time. So, you know, within that, you really don't think about it. You just do it. And I had, like I said, I had tremendous help from, you know, my wife, my agent, friends that were, you know, just helping with anything that they could. But it's a tough process. However, it's rewarding. You know, having a team that's going that far in the playoffs, competing for a championship, and then going through the process of interviewing for a head coaching position. The one thing about it is you get to meet a ton of good people and learn how organizations operate. And so it's a great learning experience. Even if you don't get the job, it's a great learning experience. But if you get it, it's so rewarding.
Well, you got the job, and you're getting right into it. The draft is in 2 days.
Yeah.
I mean, you and Griff and Trajan and Swin, you got a lot of work to do in a very short amount of time. And I just want to know how that process has been for you, just talking about roster and possibly draft scenarios, because it's happening very quickly.
Yeah, it is. It's happening, like you said, very quickly. But this is a part of it. This is a part of taking on this type of responsibility. You don't make it to the NBA in any level at any position without understanding that it's going to be some work. And I appreciate the work that our staff is putting in. I'm kind of, like I said, I'm getting here a little late. And so I need to play some catch up, but we're right to work. Like you said, draft is coming up. Trying to improve our roster and put the best team possible is our goal. Put the best team on the floor possible is our goal. I'm excited about it.
Speak with new Pelicans head coach Willie Green on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Coach, one thing that stood out, something I want you to elaborate on, because I've kind of noticed, and one of the things I love about the NBA, it's steps, right? I keep calling it the crucible. You look at Jordan had to get past the Pistons. Pistons had to get past the Celtics. You know the history. When you look at the two teams in the final, it was steps. I know Phoenix, like Atlanta this year, was kind of looked at as you can kind of go from not playoffs to making a run, but it took Booker a couple seasons, Ayton to grow that team to then kind of add pieces. You mentioned specifically steps on accomplishing your goal. When you look at a basketball team that's now under you, what kind of steps do you see that this team maybe needs to take and can take relatively quickly? Because obviously the fans want that, but it's steps in the NBA to be able to compete for a title, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think with this team, I believe the step that we can make is on the defensive end. I think we can be a really good defensive team. And so the reason why I feel that way, the reason why I believe in it, is because if we want to compete at a high level and have an opportunity to win a championship, we have to be able to defend. In the finals, there were low-scoring games where you just couldn't score. But the teams that can get stops down the stretch still have an opportunity to win at a high level. I think we're going to start there and then continue to build. This team doesn't have a huge problem offensively. You got two all-stars. You can give the ball to Ingram. He's a walking bucket. Mm-hmm. Zion is unbelievable, his ability on the floor. And then you got guys around them that can all play, make plays. And so offensively, I'm not too concerned about what our abilities are. Defensively, I think we can make a huge improvement.
Willie Green, Matty Hudak here. We were talking before how people became basketball fans. I actually grew up in the Bay Area, so I'm Warriors fan, so okay. I'm more familiar with that side of things. What stuck out to me was kind of how you mentioned, you know, all the positives about Zion and kind of leaning on those strengths. When I think of someone like Steph Curry, he was really someone to me that was able to kind of turn his weaknesses into those points of strengths. And so is there any type of vision that you can see with Zion that might not be perhaps like leaning on his ability to drive in the paint or anything like that, but any, you know, small tangible improvements that he could make as a player that, you know, would be considered his quote unquote weaknesses, but could really take him to the next level this season?
Yeah, great question. I'm still learning Zion's game, learning, you know, I have to learn who he is and how he likes to operate on the floor. And so I'm going to dive into some more film and get really familiar with that. But you guys have got people that have watched him understand that he can play make, he can rebound, he can attack you in transition, he can post you up. you know, I think getting to the free throw line is a strength of his. And so being able to shoot a high percentage from the free throw line, for an example, is an area that I'm sure he'll take a step in and I'm sure he's working on, because he's going to be in situations where he attacks so much that people have no choice but to foul him.
And something interesting I read where you said that the reason that free throws are sometimes difficult is because there is no defense there. So it's kind of like that psychological aspect of it almost. Is that kind of what you see as his biggest hurdle in terms of making this, or does it look like more of a technique thing?
You know, I haven't evaluated if it's technique, if it's, you know, what it is. But just from experience in the NBA, I know he'll continue to get better in that area.
It's one of the things, obviously, that gets players better is understanding the competition level that you have here. You just went through it. You actually were Western Conference champions. That's an unbelievable conference when you look at all the just the guards at the point guard position, the scores, the bigs, all of those aspects of it. The MVP was a big this year. You know, it's interesting kind of when you look at it. So when you take a look at that Western Conference, and now that you have a team on your own, has it helped to win and go to finals in this conference to kind of have an idea what it's going to take to get out of this conference?
Yes, the Western Conference is difficult. It is tough, and you got to bring it every game. Mm-hmm. There's no easy games in the West. I mean, not in the East either, but the Western Conference is extremely competitive, and we need to get off to a good start next season. So I'm looking forward to it.
I thought after the finals were over, Monty Williams made a very interesting point about how what you guys did in Phoenix doesn't happen. You don't go from not making the playoffs to going to the finals. It's a step by step. You got to get to the playoffs, lose, then go to the second. How much were you talking about that as it was going on? I can't really believe this is happening because it's not supposed to be this way. Or were you guys thinking, hey, we're good enough, we can do this?
You know, when you're going through it, you just focus on every day, trying to win that day. That could be a practice, a shoot around, a film session. And so I don't think mentally we were looking at it in that space. We were just trying to get better every day, trying to win the day. And we looked up, we were in the finals. And so after winning the Western Conference Finals in L.A., that's when that plane ride home, we were pinching ourselves.
Right.
But tremendous opportunity for our group.
All right, final question for you, Coach, because obviously we're going to talk to you a lot, hopefully over the next couple of months. But for fans listening, what message do you have for them on what kind of team to expect and, you know, when the season tips off here in October?
Absolutely.
Should be ready.
This is going to be a fun team to watch. We're going to work hard. This team will be connected. I'm excited to get with our staff. We have an amazing staff. I'm excited to get on the floor with our players. But this is a team that's ready to win, and we're going to go out and play hard. We're going to be a defensive team. We want to move the needle on defense. That's important for us. And I think sky's the limit as far as we can go. Mm-hmm. I think we can go far with this team, and I'm excited about it.
Willie Green, a pleasure. Looking forward to covering you. Now, Tide, can't wait to call games here as well. And welcome. We're your home for Pelicans basketball, so we'll be talking to you frequently.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Welcome
Appreciate
back.
You guys.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. All right, quick break. We come back. General Manager Trajan Langdon will also join us here as well. We'll also meet the General Manager of Graf, the G League team.
The Squadron.
Yes, I love the logo, getting it. G League, how important is that as well? We'll talk to Trajan in building those players as well. You're listening to your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.